Hare Krishna. Our material needs are like painkillers. They are necessary but not sufficient. Sometimes people say that, you know, we live in this material world and we need material things. And we should focus on material things and we don't have to practice spiritual life, or we can leave that for later. So yes, when we live in this world, we do need material things. But material things is not all that we need. Suppose when we are hungry, we feel pain, we feel distress, and we need food. But getting food does not solve our problems. It may solve the problem of hunger, but that same problem will recur after some time. And still, there are other problems which will keep coming. You know, if food were our defining necessity, if food were the only cause of our misery, then all the well-fed people would have been happy. And that is definitely not the case in this world. So, this is not to deny that our material needs are necessary, but it is to counter the argument that material things are all that are necessary. Material things are necessary, but they are not sufficient. Because we are not just material creatures. We have material bodies, but we are essentially spiritual beings. And we need to nourish both our spiritual side and our material side. So the Bhagavad Gita talks about this when it says, Yuktahara viharasya yukta cheshtasya karmasu yukta sopnava bodhasya yogo bhavati dukkha. Krishna says dukkha in 6.17 in the Bhagavad Gita. He says dukkha, the freedom from misery comes how? By yogo bhavati, by the practice of yoga. And for the practice of yoga, Krishna doesn't say that we have to renounce all bodily activities. He says we have to regulate those activities. Yukta ahara viharasya, regulating our eating, regulating our sleeping, regulating our bodily work. By all this, by such regulation, we practice yoga. Then the combination of regulation and yogic connection, they will bring freedom from misery. So to understand how this combination works, we can compare the material needs to painkillers. And our spiritual needs, our spiritual connection that is attained through yoga, to a curative medicine. If a patient is sick and is in pain, the doctor doesn't just prescribe a painkiller or doesn't just prescribe just a curative medicine. Doctor gives a balance of both. The painkiller makes sure that the patient gets relief and comfort, and the painkiller and the curative medicine ensure that the patient gets cured. If the patient argues that, you know, my pain goes away just by taking the painkiller, why do I need to take the curative medicine? And the patient is misunderstanding the situation, dangerously misunderstanding the situation. The painkiller doesn't cure the pain, it covers the pain. And while the pain may be temporarily covered, internally the disease is worsening, and eventually the patient will be in far greater misery. So similarly, when we strive to fulfill only our material needs, thinking that is all that we need, and we neglect our spiritual side, then gradually the result is our craving for material things becomes more and more and more. And no matter how much we have materially, still we are never satisfied. We end up agitated, frustrated, and still craving for more and more. Because material things are like painkillers. They may provide relief, but they don't provide satisfaction. So rather than misleading ourselves by taking only the painkillers, we can study scripture and understand the balanced program of both material and spiritual well-being that they offer us. And when we take this balanced program and apply in our lives, then not only will we go spiritually and experience spiritual fulfillment, but by fulfilling our material needs in a regulated way, we'll actually gain material satisfaction without causing material entanglement that comes through excessive material indulgence. In this way, scripture offers a program that will not only make us happy eternally, but that will also provide us as much happiness as is possible while we are in the material world. Just as a doctor's balanced program provides not only the pathway for health and recovery eventually for the patient, but also makes the patient as healthy and as happy as is possible while taking the treatment. Thank you. Hare Krishna.